In plain sight with Jeremy from Kentucky and Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Find that upper left-hand menu button, and then you'll see a donate button. Smash that donate button like the Batmobile smashing through the bad guy's blockade. And send us some money. We sure do need it to keep free speech alive. This is the Justice League for free speech. This is where free speech comes and does its thing like the superhero that it is. And it renews all of its energy, gathers weapons, and it goes out there and it fights another day. Tonight we have the Cape Crusader. You know the deal. You know the deal, Mike. We have.
Who are you?
Doc.
I'm Batman.
Standing 6'2", weighing in at 230 pounds of political science brawn, he once got in a bar fight with Big Jim Walker and Bad Leroy Brown with one arm tied behind his back and beat them to a pulp. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr.
I think you've got me confused with Boomer Man. It was Boomer Man that did all that. But thank you for having me on the show again.
Well, thanks for coming on. And we have taken a little bit of a spiritual direction in the show, and I think we got a good audience for that. But, you know, I always reserve Tuesdays for just raw, unadulterated political science commentary and breakdowns. So got us some good articles that we can be covering tonight. I hope you got the prep.
I did. My goodness. There's so much going on.
I know. And, you know, this weekend just flew by. Something happened this weekend. And I don't even remember what it was. I don't know. Something about I don't know what it was. Something that other people thought. You know, I don't think anybody thought it was important. I didn't tune into anything this weekend, and there wasn't anything important.
Oh. I think it's that white supremacist who is butting in on Black History Month. Is that what you're referring to? He's raining on their parade.
There could be that.
Middle-aged white man spoiling Black History Month.
Yeah. Well, you also had the National Felon League, the Negro Felon League, got together and, like, threw a ball around or something. I don't know.
That's what I was talking about. But was a white infiltrator.
They had this really disgusting halftime show. I don't know. I only tuned in
at the end of the third quarter.
You know, I didn't even do that, bro. I was like, I got in from church and I got on a good gin martini buzz and watched the first season of The Incredible Hulk with Bill Bixby and Luke Ferrigno.
All right. You know, every time you remember Tucker Carlson used to have, who was that woman's name? He'd have her on from like Independent Women's Voice. What was her name? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No clue.
Oh, well.
You lost me.
She was like in a love triangle with Bill Bixby's wife. And who am I? What's I can't remember her name.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs. Creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
The creature is wanted for a murder he didn't commit. David Banner is believed to be dead. and he must let the world think that he is dead until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
Tammy Bruce, that's who I was thinking of.
Tammy Bruce. There was a really good documentary on Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno and how they, you know, the making of The Incredible Hulk. That show is actually targeted at middle-aged females, believe it or not. But
I wouldn't be surprised. I didn't watch it. It was probably on Boy Scout night or something. But what I when was it even on? Was it in the 80s? Maybe I was way past the Boy Scouts by then. What I remember is my favorite Martian.
78 to 82.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, my favorite Martian had some good young Bill Bixby, and then Bill Bixby made a cameo on the Andy Griffith Show in like 63. He was probably like 20 years old.
Wow. And then of course the courtships of Eddie's father.
Right, right. But bro, I don't care if the you know who the audience was. The year is 1980. I'm 4 years old. I just read my Incredible Hulk comic book. And 8 o'clock at night on CBS, you hear the famous little piano, you know, the little intro to The Incredible Hulk, and like my spine starts to tingle as the green, as he flips that car over and there's lightning. Like there was nothing better. There's nothing better. So I spent last night watching the first season of The Hulk, and I didn't even care about the National Felon League. So that was a nice little trip down memory lane. Right. We should get down to business. Political stuff, you know, states seceding is what I was talking about. And what does that look like? South Dakota. Well, I really value your opinion on this. I got a few articles here that are kind of intertwined about states pushing back, and I really value your diagnoses. This is from the Independent, UK. South Dakota Republican drafts a bill to nullify Biden's executive orders. Did you get a chance to look at that one yet?
Well, I was starting to look at it, but it's got a picture of Governor Noem at the top, and so I was just looking at that. I'm sorry.
It is a little distracting, true. Not only easy on the eyes, but also it did not go along with the Corona hoax. So much respect thrown to the governor.
Here's the one word. South Dakota Republicans draft bill to nullify Biden's executive orders. And so what I've been saying is that, you know, I keep drawing the parallel with the nullification crisis where of the 1831, 1832, where South Carolina declared federal laws null and void if they were contrary to South Carolina laws. And I think that's the first step. You're going to have executive orders or federal laws declared null and void. They will be nullified. And so that's seems to be the direction. That's the first step. And then after a while, then you possibly get to secession. But the nullification is the first step. And if they're taking that first step, then who knows where the momentum will take them.
Well, it's interesting the context of this. Just the first paragraph, it says state representative in South Dakota wants a new law giving the state the power to nullify executive orders from the Biden administration it deems unconstitutional. Now, real quick, it didn't specify whether it was the state constitution or the U.S. Constitution, but I mean, there, you know, it's kind of the same thing, right? I mean, most state constitutions are based on the U.S. Constitution. And so anyway. Heightening the chances of a conflict with the White House in a state that has already vowed not to enforce any potential federal mask mandate. See, I told you that the pressure point of this whole thing is going to be on these COVID lockdowns and mandates. That's where these states are going to push back the hardest. I mean, I wish they would push back against, you know, the whole spectrum, you know, the immigration, the total anti-white hatred. But if they're pushing back on something, I'll take it.
Yeah. And isn't Texas pushing back, whether it's the state government or the state courts, but aren't they pushing back on immigration?
Yeah, I do have a an article on that one too that I sent, and I want to put a bookmark in that UK article for South Dakota and come back to it. But since you mentioned it, I clicked the wrong article. Yeah, here we go. More pushback from a Texas judge. Now, this has to do with Biden's let me just read it out. All right. Federal judge prevents Biden administration from pausing deportations for two more weeks. A judge, a Trump appointee, said Texas would face more harm than the federal government. And my phone froze up. I'm going to click and read more. And now there's some white page, and I don't know what happened. But basically, if you saw the article, you know, they're pushing back on the pause of deportation. They're saying, no, we need to get these people out of here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. Now, I do appreciate that. That's the heart of the matter, isn't it? Is immigration and the declining demographics of the white European Americans that founded this country. And anything that anybody does, you know, to try and push back on immigration is good in my book. So I'm good with this. What do you think? What do you make of it?
So immigration, it is, at least long term, it is the number one threat. Now, of course, if you have World War III, then all bets are off. And World War III, who knows? But the Biden fake administration, trying to get my terminology right, is it's just visibly hell-bent on open borders. They're not even trying to put a mask on. I'm not even hearing them talk about, well, we'll let these people in, but we're going to have stronger border enforcement. You know, we're going to spend money on drones or things like that. There's no excuses made. They're just, and then what you're hearing in the media is that these brown people coming into the country, these people coming over from the southern border, they are retribution because of white supremacy. I mean, Tucker Carlson a night or two ago was playing clips from MSNBC and CNN where people were just saying that this is punishment. This is punishing the founders of this country, the founding stock of this country, for being white supremacist. And so, well, you know, the mask is off.
We should all kick our white privilege to the curb and, you know, recognize that we have oppressed these third worlders and let them in your house. I mean, if you don't have a family of third world men, 30-year-old men in your house with your daughters, you know, eating all your food and sleeping in the same room as your daughter, if you don't do that, then you're a Nazi. You're a total racist. I mean, that's kind of where we're going with this. I'm being a little hyperbolic, but, you know, I can't believe that retribution. So, like, we should just pay for this for how long? Until we're extinct? Pay for what? Would there be any black doctors or lawyers if the African Americans weren't brought over by the Jews and the Muslims? I mean, and sold into slavery to wealthy Jewish plantation owners? No. There wouldn't be. These individuals that came over here from Africa hit the jackpot, my guy. And they have had, I would argue, really good lives over the last five decades and every opportunity that can be afforded to any human being ever.
And, you know, if you look around the world at anywhere else where black people live, and I don't mean, you know, this is Black History Month, so I want to, you know, be respectful to our. But it's hard, you know, it's hard to maintain that respectfulness when you've got all this stuff in your face all the time. Where on Earth, literally, where on Earth do black people have it better than they do in the United States? You know, if you were to find a place, it would be another place where white people are subsidizing them, because when the more they're around other black people, the worse it is. Right, the worst places for black people are in Africa. It seems.
And to answer your question, I would say maybe the UK. They have it pretty good there too. Like, America's better than the UK, so it's actually better here. But no, I mean, and look, I've told you guys before about my friend that runs a barbecue shop here in our small town based black guy, you know, patriot, Trump supporter, American flag waving out in the parking lot. And, he actually dresses like a man. He raises his family. I mean, this is a guy that gets it. This is a black man that gets it. I mean, he took advantage of every opportunity. He owns a business. He's on the city council, and he doesn't enforce the COVID nonsense hoax. He didn't even shut down when Governor Beshear told the restaurants to shut down right after Thanksgiving. He just kept that thing open, you know, because all the cops are on his side, and the cops come in there and eat lunch every day, unmasked. So, I mean, like, I know, like, there are blacks that get it.
Well,
and they understand.
This is Black History Month, right? And, you know, Martin Luther King is the new founding father of our nation. But Don Advo, he points out that Martin Luther King said there is nothing that can be done for black people to make up for, what was inflicted on them during slavery. So there, nothing can be done to repay the debt. So we owe a permanent debt. I mean, that was Martin Luther King's line. And Don Advo, I'll have him on the show soon. He'll express it better than I do. But the debt can never be repaid. But you know, a multi-trillion-dollar war on poverty is it's a good start, right? Something like that.
You know, what's another good start is, you know, Martin Luther King getting white hookers and beating them. I mean, mm-hmm. that was a good start that he implemented. I mean, that, you know,
well, then you start somewhere. So, and you look at the black movements in the 20th century, and you had Martin Luther King and, you know, the NAACP. These were Jewish-led movements, right? And the Jewish-led movements were actually using blacks as a weapon against white people. The movements, these integrationist movements, really were not designed for the benefit of black people. They were designed for the harm of white people. You had other movements, the Marcus Garvey's movement, which was much large, you know, it was very large and very popular in the 1920s.
Much right. better for the blacks.
They were
Marcus Garvey was a great black leader. Why don't they lift him up?
They were separatists. You've had the Nation of Islam. They were separatists. You know, Malcolm X was a separatist. And if you look around the world where you have minorities living in a country, just off the top of your head, try to think of a place where they've got a minority in a country where the minority is integrationist, right? They say, oh, we just want to, are the Tibetans saying, oh, we just want to be Chinese? We want to integrate into Chinese? Or do they say, no, we want to maintain our separate identity? You know, the Rohingya in Myanmar. Where do they say we want? They always say we want to be separate. We want to maintain our distinct society, our distinct culture.
And everybody's good with that, except back on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, How would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. And stay there forever. I try to remember.
It's dynamic deal breaking down the political scene, man. Back to the independent article, I wanted to draw some things out of that. Very interesting. The pushback here is not just against Biden. This is against the entire New World Order spectrum. Let me read just a couple of paragraphs that we discussed in the break, and I'm going to kick it to you. This is the independent talking about the South Dakota executive order to nullify Biden's unconstitutional executive orders, okay? This isn't just a President Biden issue, but rather an overall executive overreach that we've been experiencing for a long time. Mr. Aylward told Kalo. Kalo is the news outlet. Okay. The U.S. Congress, quoting Aylward, has abdicated their duty for a long time in different areas. This bill is simply setting up a process to nullify acts that would be unconstitutional. When looking at the U.S. Constitution, the president only has the powers that are laid out in Article 2. Nearly any executive order would be ripe for review under the law, which says it applies to directives about a pandemic or other public health emergency, as well as gun rights, and regulation of the financial sector through the imposition of environmental, social, or governance standards. That's pushing back against the whole thing, against taking the guns, and against virus emergency. Let me kick it to you, Patrick. Let me know what you think on that.
You're absolutely right. It is pushing back against the whole thing. And we've gotten used to thinking about political possibilities in a particular framework, and especially in the past 4 years, it was in the framework of the Donald Trump administration. And now we've got the federal government, which has been completely taken over through a fake election. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, we can't vote our way out, so... And the LARPy people say, well, we got to shoot our way out. But you've got this entire other layer of government, which is state government. And in a place like South Dakota, the vehicles that were used to fake the election we saw last November, they're not in South Dakota. You don't have, you know, Sioux City doesn't have a giant black neighborhood that's going to stuff the ballot box. So you've got in South Dakota, and at least in some other states, you've got a state government that is reflecting the will of the people. And so what we're going to see the will of the people reflected through a governmental structure, but it's not the federal government. And of course, because of the way our state our state entity, when I'm not talking about state governments, I'm talking about the federal government, but the way the United States was put together in the Constitution, it was a union of states. And so the states really have an important role, and a lot of things weren't spelled out in the Constitution, such as secession. It wasn't prohibited. There was no mechanism that was spelled out. But, you know, you do have, I guess it's the Ninth Amendment saying that the powers that were not specified to the, or is it the Tenth Amendment, that were not specified to the federal government reside in the states. And, you know, everybody knows you've had this massive federal overreach for many decades, for at least 70 years. You could make the argument probably more like 150 years. You've had this massive overreach, and there's no way that the Constitution supports something like national lockdowns and mask mandates and things like that. You know, a lot of the things that are in the Green New Deal, all sorts of things. And so it's going to be very interesting. And, you know, when you look around the 30 years ago, the redrawing of the map of Europe in 30 years ago, it wasn't the new borders were not battle line fronts. They weren't fronts. They were simply internal boundaries where the federal or union government was dissolved, and then the next level government became the nation states. And so that may wind up being the example, but it's very interesting.
I like it that the article, if you look it up, from the independent.co.uk, lays it out. The regulation of natural resources, agricultural industry, land use, regulation of the financial sector, and the regulation of the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Those are all things that the state is concerned with, as we all should be. So, on a break, we're going to cover more articles and political analysis on the other side in 10 seconds.
Summer's gone, winter's in your
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Passion. We're talking about resisting, states resisting, and counties resisting. A county that I'm very familiar with, Warrick County, Boonville, Indiana, comes get a Second Amendment sanctuary, and this is from Eyewitness News. And Boonville, Indiana, Warrick County commissioners passed an ordinance on Monday recognizing the county, as a Second Amendment sanctuary. Batman.
Yes.
Batman.
Yes, sir.
There.
Yes, I'm here.
I think as you're fighting the Joker's minions, like it's making a lot of noise.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah, you're drowning me out. When you punch that bad guy in the face, I can't. It drowns out what I was reading. But anyway, Boonville, Indiana, Warrick County commissioners passed an ordinance Monday recognizing the county as a Second Amendment sanctuary. That means that the county would stand against any rules or regulations from the federal government that go against the Second Amendment. A local supporter of gun rights said that it took about a year to get an ordinance written into the commissioner's hands. Quote, I want to thank the Warrick County attorney and the Warrick County commissioners for giving a large percentage of Warrick County residents a little comfort in their Second Amendment rights that they will not be trampled upon, said Mike Frischley. Now, I got a few things to mention here, and I'm going to kick it back for your comment. First of all, I'm very familiar with Boonville, Indiana. When I was an Air Force recruiter, probably, wow, how long ago was it? 20 years ago. I don't know where time went, but I covered Owensboro, Boonville, a little bit of Evansville, and up in Jasper, Indiana. Really, really great areas, salt of the earth folks. And this doesn't surprise me one bit. And this is what I want to tell our listeners, to those of you that are in small towns, municipalities, rural areas, it is not a waste of time to vote for your local sheriffs, to get on city councils, to do things at the lower levels, control things that you can control, get to know the people in your town and your municipality that are influential, because these are the good things that can happen. An entire county now saying that they're not going to support any federal quote orders, unquote, that will violate the Second Amendment rights of their citizens. That's where it's at. And I think that this is our next step of resistance, is getting in with our local communities. And if you're in a big city or a rural liberal, a terrible area, try to get out of there. Try to get out of there. You'll love yourself for it. Move to a small town, move to out in the country, and get involved. Influence these people, because I guarantee you there's a bunch of soft the earth citizens that were influencing their county attorneys to make this move. Let me kick it to you, Patrick. What do you got to say about it?
Okay, well, it's absolutely necessary. What you've got at the federal level, and this is not just from the Biden fake administration. Here's an article, and I look down at the bottom. I see actually it was originally written by Eric Stryker in his nationaljustice.com. Eric Stryker, friend of the show. And Senator Marco Rubio introduces bill to suspend gun rights of anyone who has been investigated for domestic terrorism. Investigated, okay? Doesn't mean found guilty. He has reintroduced, which means he had introduced it previously, legislation that seeks to suspend Second Amendment rights of any person who has been investigated for terrorism-related offenses within 10 years of attempting a gun purchase. If passed, the law will grant the FBI and DNI, DNI being the Director of National Intelligence, who is a Jewish woman, by the way, the authority to draw up lists of Americans arbitrarily labeled domestic terrorists and flag them during background checks. Those placed on the new Watts list could be registered based solely on suspicion, even if an investigation fails to find any evidence of criminal or terrorist wrongdoing. So, this is the direction they're moving in. It would allow for warrantless confiscation. So the feds could come to your house and come into your house without a warrant and look for your firearms. And, this is the type of this was like the type of fear mongering that you used to hear a few years ago. But here it is enshrined in legislation that a Republican is pushing.
A gay Republican at that.
A gay Republican, yeah. Bubble boy.
Total fag. Little fag boy. But, what constitutes – what would authorize them to open an investigation? How about if you went to the protest steel rally on January 6th? That definitely would. How about if you just post based things on your Facebook and you talk about the COVID hoax and the election hoax? They could open up an investigation on you and you wouldn't even know it. The net, the spectrum is so broad here. It's so clear what they're doing. It's like it's so transparent. Everybody sees it. And I think that's why you're getting counties like Warwick and Boonville, Indiana, taking these measures. They see what's coming. They see it very clearly. They see the proverbial handwriting on the wall from the book of Daniel, and they know what's about to happen. So, that's exactly why you're seeing this kind of pushback. Here's my question. Got a good question for you. So with states and counties not recognizing these Second Amendment infringes, what happens? What happens when the FBI comes to Warwick County in Boonville, Indiana, and tries to take someone's weapons, and that person calls the sheriff on the FBI? What happens then? I've actually wondered that. What do you think?
Well, that's the question, and I don't want to sound overly dramatic, but this is where civil wars start. When you have you know, one layer of government fighting against another layer of government. And, you know, while the federal government is much larger, the local government is much more local, and it's there. So, I mean, you can play it out through the courts, but if you have armed people on two sides of an issue and they feel passionate enough about it, that's where you start getting a civil war.
And that's my thing. If the FBI shows up and is like, "Give me your weapons," and the citizen's like, "No, get off my property," I'm calling the sheriff. And then the sheriff shows up, somebody's going to leave, you know, and hopefully they don't leave in a body bag. But I mean, somebody's going to leave, and someone's going to win and someone's going to lose. And that's what I'm curious about. I have no issue saying this. Feds show up on my property, I do not acknowledge the FBI as a legit law enforcement or whatever agency. I will call my local sheriff, and he'll get his Trump supporting buddies over here, and we'll verify and see who this person is. I'm not giving up anything, and law enforcement is on my side, and I think that's the case in many, many small towns and rural areas. So I think they are going to pick their battles. Now, this is the rational.
Well, and then especially when the feds are clearly overstepping their authority.
Yeah. They're going to pick their battles. They're not going to come to Warrick County in Boonville, Indiana, or these areas in West Kentucky that are based where law enforcement sides with the citizens. They don't want that battle. They don't even want that. You know, they're going to go to places where they can get away with it, is what I think, starting out with. So, interesting.
Meaning the cities.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Philadelphia or Baltimore or you know the suburbs of Washington, people who might have gone to the stop the steel rally the deadly rally on January 6th and had their cell phone ping a tower nearby the Capitol.
It was deadly, wasn't it? They shot.
Yeah, as opposed to being mostly peaceful.
But it was deadly because some security guys shot a white girl that was unarmed. She was a military veteran as well. Shot her right in the face, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Killed her.
And then some, have they even been named? There was like two or three people who had medical issues and died. That made it deadly.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you've got hundreds of thousands of people, and if you've got a group of 300,000 or 400,000 or 500,000 people, you expect a few on any given day to die. And that's just math.
And bro, I hold to my theory that I had even back on January 5th. And John Statmiller called into my show. He was on his way to the rally. So this is in the archives. I said, I hope this is not another Charlottesville. I hope it's not a setup from the feds. And lo and behold, got an article from The Hill that I sent you. Man charged in Capitol riot says he worked for the FBI and holds a top secret security clearance. I had a top secret. No, I had a secret security clearance. Never mind. But top secret, that's like really good stuff there. A man who was charged in connection with the January 6th Capitol Hill riot. Wait a minute. Patrick, they didn't say deadly Capitol Hill riot. The Hill needs to issue a correction on this. But anyway, going on with the article. Claims that he worked for the FBI and holds a top security clearance. An attorney for Thomas Edward Caldwell, 66 years old, made the revelation in a court filing on Monday, arguing for Caldwell's release from detention pending trial. He has held a top secret security clearance since 1979 and has undergone multiple special background investigations in support of his clearances, Caldwell's attorney wrote. So this guy's a Navy veteran, yada, yada, yada. So they arrested Caldwell, who they say, you're ready for it, is an alleged leader of the Oath Keepers, a far-right militia group. And he is currently facing 4 federal charges. Isn't it interesting that this guy was one of the leaders in Oath Keepers, and he's a Fed? And you also had the leader of the Proud Boys, who was a federal informant?
Right. And these are the two so-called white supremacist groups that stormed the Capitol. The Oath Keepers, by the way, they're as a white supremacist group, they were there in Ferguson in 2014 protecting Black Lives Matter from the cops. So, does that sound white supremacist? No, they're totally not racist. They came to Charlottesville to harass the rally goers, the people who wanted to protect the statues. They came to intimidate them. So, I mean, the Oath Keepers, they may be right wing, they may be Trump supporters, but they're not white nationalists or white supremacists. And a big surprise, their alleged leader has been a Fed for how many years, right? And the same with the Proud Boys, the Proud Boy guy. And so what you get down to is, you know, I'm trying to, there's so many entrances in the Capitol. I'm trying to figure out how many were breached. But what we do know is that there were at least two windows that were broken by people dressed like Antifa, but were stopped and prohibited from going any further by Trump supporters who were shouting F Antifa. Okay, so we know that. We know that there was a window that was broken by somebody from the Proud Boys and somebody from the Oath Keepers, and we just, you know, these are Fed-led groups. We know that there were doors that were open, and just regular MAGA people went walking through doors, and we've got the video of the guards saying, well, I don't really agree with this, but, you know, I respect your rights. And so they go walking in. Was there anywhere that regular MAGA people broke into? Were there any white supremacists, white nationalists, who even entered the Capitol at all? And yet the whole thing is called white terror.
I didn't see one burning cross anywhere. I don't know. Actually, it's illuminated. They illuminate the cross. But no, I mean, you know, you're right. And like, this guy's so obvious. Look, the Bureau said that this guy sent a Facebook post from inside the Capitol, which read, in part, "Us storming the castle, please share. Sharon was right with me. I am such an instigator. She was ready for it, man. Didn't even mind tear gas." And then Caldwell denied being a member of the Oath Keepers. I mean, these people are like Facebook live streaming inside the Capitol doing that. I mean, this is so AstroTurf.
And Facebook messaging each other, too.
Which
Facebook
is all
messaging that, each I mean, other.
Look, any of you guys out there on Facebook, you know, yeah, whatever. I mean, Facebook is fun. Like, you can keep track of your friends and see their kids, whatnot. Sure, whatever. But don't put anything in the messages that would hurt you. They collect Facebook messaging. Facebook Messenger, all of that data is like, you sign that stuff away. Anything that you message someone in a private message is not private. I mean, so all of that stuff, just don't put anything in there that could even remotely be get you in trouble or be Fed posty. Just throwing that out. And yet this guy is sharing this stuff in the Capitol on Facebook. And it's so Fed. It's so astroturfed. I can't believe people like fall for this stuff. But they do. It's current year. You gotta react before we go to the break.
You know, if we get somebody like Ryan Dawson or somebody who's a really good video producer to make a definitive video of this based on what's already out there, circular, these little snippets floating around, man, well, it would be awesome.
Get him my number, bro. Get him on the show. I got the place inside.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be. If you could see the lights shine.
With my implant shot, and we're going to wind it up in the last few minutes. We got several other articles that we're going to have to continue on the Patrick and Jeremy Show on National Bugle at 1 p.m. Central tomorrow on Wednesday. You guys tune into that. Don't miss it, because we've got a whole other lot of prep that we can cover, and we're going to be staying up late to do that. But just to recap, we've got resistance. I think that's been the theme of the show and the theme of what's going on politically. States resisting, what does that look like? Nullification, very important word. I don't know, Patrick. I mean, I know I mentioned getting involved in your local municipalities and getting on the city councils, influencing your sheriffs and your judges. What's this? What's the way forward? What am I missing? What else?
Those are good in terms of traditional politics. Then I think what we really need to do is boycotts. And you're seeing right now a massive effort and celebration of the effort to boycott Fox News. So I was listening to NPR a couple days ago. I was stuck in a car with NPR on, and they were it was a program called Omnimedia, and they were talking about all of the advertiser boycotts on Tucker's show, and now they're boycotting Hannity's show, and they're going hard on this. But the thing is, we've got way more power to do boycotts. We just haven't, you know, we're not ready to pull the trigger on it. But I think that whole GameStop thing from a week or two ago, what was most significant about it is you had what looked like at least a couple million people, a few million people who were putting their money where their mouth is, specifically in order to bring down some hedge funds. And if you could spread that out, and we could have effective boycotts. You have to pick and choose your targets carefully. But we have the power to do the boycotts. And I think that GameStop thing moved us a step closer, just like some of these the legislation in South Dakota is moving us a step closer to nullification and possibly even secession.
Yeah, those Reddit day traders, though, they went from 3 million to 6 million in about a week's time.
Yeah.
Six million.
Where have I heard that number before?
What do you got to use that number for, guy? Anyway.
No, it goes from 5,900,099 to 6,000,001. There's no 6 million. They've removed that number because it's anti-Semitic.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remark. Come back tomorrow night on In Plain Sight. Soon we will have Don Advil, I promise, coming to communication with him. Take it easy, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.